NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Saturday, 28th March, 2026. Al-Masirat Depression Response, Industrial Growth, and Regional Escalation Updates. This morning's brief covers the ongoing national response to the Al-Masirat weather depression, including school assessments and humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, industrial developments in Dhofar and regional political tensions remain focal points for Oman's economic and security landscape. Here are the top headlines. Ministry grants regional authorities power to reopen weather-affected schools. The Ministry of Education is decentralizing decision-making to ensure that local governorates can quickly evaluate site safety. This strategy aims to restore educational normalcy while prioritizing the safety of students and staff after severe weather. Ibri recorded the highest rainfall at 186 millimeters during depression. Monitoring stations track record-breaking precipitation levels across Oman, which helps water resource management. Data on rainfall intensity is critical for assessing the capacity of the country's dams and flood mitigation infrastructure. Wadi Sal Dam hits full capacity for groundwater storage replenishment. Full storage levels in dams indicate a significant boost to Oman's groundwater reserves. This contributes to long-term water security and agricultural stability in the South Al-Sharqiya region. Also in today's briefing, U.S. signals potential conclusion of military movements within coming weeks. Diplomatic whispers grow regarding potential U.S.-Iran ceasefire discussions. Mayadan to develop 15 million OMR Thumarat Industrial City Project. MSX-listed energy firms prepare for new strategic infrastructure agreements. Credit Oman ensured local sales and exports exceed 390 million. Search and rescue units evacuate 404 people via 44 sorties. Moderate to heavy rainfall recorded in Sada and Mirbat districts. Al-Masirat depression impact continues with expected conclusion today. Ministry of Education conducts site assessments for flood damage repairs. Sultan Qaboos University extends remote learning and postpones scheduled exams. Endowments Ministry launches humanitarian campaign for flood-affected families. Photo report captures daily life moments during regional instability. Institutions reassess remote work models due to weather and regional events. Commentary piece questions the enduring purpose of ongoing regional conflict. Reflective narrative explores nostalgic themes of personal history and time. Abed critiques foreign policy approaches and regional media representation. Guide features essential digital applications for international travel planning. This has been NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Follow us at naba.om and subscribe on WhatsApp for daily updates. Thank you for listening.